Yeah, someone else is here.
So we're doing it like this. We're going further. Okay? And the question is, so the Mishnah said, and we've been discussing this for a while, that if you're writing Shimon and you write Shem, it's your chayev. Because it's a mikzas. So the Gemara asks, this is on Kuf Gimel Mabez and Shabbos, two dots, Amar of Yehuda, Matzinu Shem Kata Meshem Gadol. So it says, Mi Dami, Mem de Shem Sasam, Mem de Shimon Pasuach. Problem is that the Mem of Shem is a Mem Sofes. It's closed up. Okay? It's closed up. But the Mem of Shimon is open. It's not Sofes. Okay? It's a Mem Rugil. How about we'll call it that? Okay? So we have a problem here because you're telling me the guy was writing Shimon. So obviously his Mem is going to be a Mem Rugil. And then he's, so now how could it be Chayv? He says spells a word, Shame. But that's not Shame. Shame has a Mem Sofes. So it just doesn't work out. So that's not a name, and it's not Royal Eskayim. It's just not a word. That Rashi says. He says, Mi Dami? Zashin Eskavin Lichtov Shame Mishimon Mem Pesucha Kasav. He wrote a Mem Ragil. The Heichli Kari Leim Eskayem Es B'Makom Acher V'Holo Havya. How could he say it's Meskayem Es B'Makom Acher? Because it's a word. But it's not true. Because no one writes Shin Mem. Mem Ragil and stops. It's not a word. It's a half a word. It's a half a Shimon. It's not Shame. It's not how you write Shame. There's a way to write Shame. That's not it. Right? Okay, it's a good question. If you thought when you're reading the Mishnah, you may have noticed it. Okay, it's a straight question, man. So it says, Amar of Chista, Zos Omeras. Okay, you'll see, this gets funny. Zos Omeras, Sosim Yaso Pasuach Kasher. So you can conclude, just like this says, I mean, you conclude from here, Sosim Yaso Pasuach Kasher. If you're trying to write a Sefer Torah, and you're supposed to be writing Mem Sosim, a Mem Sofis, and instead you write a regular Mem, so the Sefer Torah is kosher. Okay? How does that follow? We're talking about Sefer Torah. I mean, what's kosher? What's he talking about here? But I mean, kosher can't mean in Malach HaShabbos. I mean, doesn't it just say Chayev or something like that? Kosher means kosher in terms of Ksav, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, something like that. So, I mean, what's he saying? What's Zosomeras or what? Well, maybe let's ask it this way. Like, Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah. He'll call Sefer Torah. Let's say I told you that if you write a Sefer Torah that way, it's possible. Okay? Shen Mem Pesuach is possible. Or whatever. You write Mem Pesuach, Shen Mem Pesuach is possible. But then it seems that the Gemara is saying, or Chista is saying, then definitely you wouldn't be Chayiv in this case. Okay, but, right, then you wouldn't be Chayiv for Shen Mem, Mem Pesuach. But since the only way you could say that you're chayev here from Mem Pesuach is because Sefer Torah is kosher. Right? That's what he's saying. Pshat. Mm-hmm. So now explain that. So what's the sense of that? Shouldn't Shabbos be its own discussion and Sefer Torah be its own different discussion? I mean, they're different topics. I mean, who said these are necessarily related? I mean, they're different questions. Sefer Torah is a lot of halachos. I mean, is that the principle that Sefer Torah is the same standard as Kosev, Machas Kosev? I mean, why? Where that? Who's that? Couldn't I say that it's kosher for a Sefer Torah, yet it's not kosev, or vice versa? Like how? It sounds like Chista is linking these things. Yeah. So he says the Rambam. So going to the Rambam. So the Rambam explains. He says Afal pi shemem shem stuma v'zu psucha ein holchen el achar abitoy. You only go after the pronunciation. Pronunciation. So since they're pronounced the same, so it's still chayiv, right? That's what he's saying, something like that. So you pronounce the same, it goes still chayiv. Now, is that what the Gemara says? Like, it doesn't seem that way. Seems the Gemara could have just said, "Me dumb." The Gemara asks, they're different. So the Gemara could have answered, "No, they're pronounced the same." It doesn't say that. It says, "Zosomer, sasavasal pesuch, kasher, sefer Torah." Nobody's sefer Torah. Sefer Torah didn't do it. I mean, what is the bito? I mean, the Torah is one thing, bito is another thing. There's different answers, it would seem. Well, you could say that it means it's the same underlying logic which works by Sefer Torah and by here, which is that you could say that. That could be. But see, you have to say something like that. So I'm thinking that one thing is like, see, what's the kasha? The kasha of the Gemara is that shame, no one writes shame, shin mam, but mam ragil. No one does that. That's not, that's what Rashi says. It's not Mizgahim. That's not how it's written. So it's not Mizgahim. So what kind of shame is, how is that shame? Did you ever see anyone write shame like that? But the thing is, but if it's kosher in the Sefer Torah, so then it has a din ksav. Then it has this, then it's definitely a word. You know what I mean? Like, it may be that common, it's not a minig b'nei adam to do such a thing. And if that's the case, you'd say it lacks in the shame, but it's not miskayim. But if it has a chalal shem kosher vis-a-vis Sefer Torah, so it has a din miskayim. It's a word. As the din miskayim means, it's a real entity. So if it's an entity vis-a-vis Sefer Torah, that will render an entity. People don't use it, but it's halal. But Sefer Torah is a halachic or tefillin. Those are entities of ksav. And therefore, if it gets endorsed as kosher vis-a-vis Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, then it has a shame of a word. Okay, people don't use it. Yeah, but Sefer Torah people do. Talmud Chacham knows that it's a word. That's a word. So he's saying, Zosu Merz, you can conclude it must be, it's good in the Sefer Torah, and therefore, because otherwise, if it's just going by Minhag HaMakom, no one writes like that, and that's not a word. It's just not a word, it's not Miskayim like that, like Rashi says. But it becomes Miskayim, because Miskayim just means that it has a reality as an entity. Okay, so it's a reality as an entity. Now, if Minhag HaMakom Medina does not have reality as an entity, but Sefer Torah could give it the reality as an entity. So he's saying, so it must be that that's kosher in Sefer Torah. So since Kashan Sefer Torah, so then it's a word. I wise in Kashan Sefer Torah, that we have to get into. Maybe Vito or whatever. But I think the word Zoso Meres is deducing that if it weren't Kashan Sefer Torah, then this definitely wouldn't be a word. This wouldn't be good, because it's not Skyim. So it must be, you could deduce, I don't know why he's going to do it, but it must be that there's a framework in which this is a word. What framework must that be? People don't write like that. It must be in terms of Sefer Torah, and come to Kashan, I'm so. Because Niskayim means it's not just a miktas, but this is actually an entity of a word. Okay, people actually write this word. So it's Niskayim, means it has kiyam. Okay, it has kiyam, means this is what makes it have kiyam. If you put together a resh and a pay, it doesn't have kiyam. Why? Because no one ever writes resh and pay, and no one leaves it like that. So therefore, it's a miktas, by definition it's a miktas, because no one leaves it like that. It has no reality as an entity in its own right. It's always completed. So if you write Shin Mem Ragil, no one leaves it like that. No one writes Shin Mem Ragil and leaves it like that, unless they're always going to write something else on the end. So therefore, that's not an entity. It's not an Eskayim. It's not an entity of a Teva, because there's no Kiyum to the thing. But if, in terms of Sefer Torah, it's Kasher, so then it has a Chal Shem as an entity. And it could be Eskayim, because halachically, now the thing is Kashos. So it's defined as a word. Now you don't just say it's a random combination of letters, it's Halach Chal Hashem Teva. You know, but if you don't add an Halach Chal Hashem Teva, you're just going to go by, is this a word? You have to go by what people do, and you know, the word means something which people leave like that. Otherwise, it's just letters that happen to be combined together, and they may be building towards something, but no, that's not a finished product. But if it has a Chal Hashem Kashros and Sefer Torah, it is a finished product. And the Rambam is a problem still. But I would think the Rambam must be holding that the reason why it's good in Sefer Torah is because of Bitoy. You know, I mean, I was explaining that. I mean, if you want to learn the Rambam has Argios in the Gemara, as he's getting into the Svara of why it's good in Sefer Torah, how it's working. Uh-huh. And there's a concept behind it. I mean, maybe we'll come back to the Rambam. I mean, I'm not ready for the Rambam yet. I was just throwing it out as a kind of the kasha. But I'm just explaining the Gemara of Chista, you know. So he's also Meras. You can conclude from here, because he has a kasha. It's not Miskayim, no one leaves like that. Just remember, must be, there is a framework in which it has a Chal Hashem. So that must be Torah, must be Kasher. Okay. So now, this brings us into the discussion of Sefer Torah. Okay, so basically, somewhat from here on in, we're leaving the Ksiva. I mean, you'll see, we'll come back to it a tiny bit, but it kind of gets into Sefer Torah. And the idea of, you know, these Mem Sophias, the Sophios. Does anyone here an expert or have knowledge about Sophios? About, for instance, why there are certain letters which have different things called Sophios, like where seems like this thing might even be Messina, it seems so. But like, anyone ever hear anything about that? Is there any idea like why it is or anything? Why doesn't every letter have a Sophios? Why do we even have? What's that? Who needs them? Who needs Sophios? What do you need Sophios for? What's wrong with writing just a map? And every other letter is the same, whether it's beginning of the word, the end of the word, the middle of the word, and what's it's funny, you know? Like in English, you do have an idea like of capital letters, I was thinking. Somewhat a counterpart, you know? Like when you write a letter at the beginning of a sentence, then you you write in a bit different form. But first of all, I mean, the main difference, the beginning end is accidental, but the main difference is like every letter has a capital form. You know, it's like here is like it's strange. Like that's a universal rule that when you want to start a sentence, so you want to write denote that you're starting a sentence. So every single letter you write in a different type of a way. So there's a sense to that, and it's a way to denote that it's the beginning of a sentence. But it's not like we want to denote that it's the end of a word, because only when the words end with manspach, nem nansadi pechav, manspach. Okay. So that's kind of so I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there as a question. I don't know if we're gonna answer that, but whatever. I was wondering if anyone knew. Yeah. Okay, so fine. So let's keep it going. So Gemara is saying is so it must be his kasher. All right, it must be his kasher. So now we turn out you see it's a machlokas. Let's get a little facts here. So Meisva, you have a brisa. So sort of Chista is just saying this, but you have a brisa which seems to contradict him. Okay. So Chsav Tam Shatekivatama. So Chsav Tam teaches you that Rashi is by tefillin mezuzah have to be Ksivatama. What does it mean Ksivatama complete? Shelo yichtav alfin ayin, ayin and alfin, you can't mix up yalas and ayins, bezin kafin, kafin bezin, gimin, gamin sadin, sadin gamin, dalton reishin dalton, Heyin chasin, chasin heyin, vavin yurin, yurin vavin, zainin nunin, nunin zainin, tessin bayin, pipin, pipin tessin, kfufin pshutim, pshutin kfufim. Okay, I'm not exactly sure kfufim pshutim, fine. Says, I'm sorry, from kfufim and pshutim, I'll show it is. Rashi is not, it's hard to figure out. Fine, memim, samchin, samchin, memim, stumim, psuchim, psuchim, stumim. Okay, that's us. Okay, now let's write sophist and non-sophist. Okay, parsha psucha leis and astuma suas and psucha kasva keshira osha kasva sashira keyotzeba. Okay, like the rest of the Torah, osha kasva the rest of the things, osha kasva shlo b'diyo, osha kasva esas karos b'zahav harei liignaza. So yeah, it's gneiza. It's not as possible. It's no kedusha of the Torah. Okay, so bad. So you see it's possible. So you see, apparently, this is a contradiction to Ruch as we're saying, that if you change around this stuma and psucha, then you got a problem. I see. In other words, just explain. So there's stuma by mem, the difference between the sophist and the regular is stuma and psucha. Okay? Because it's closed and open. By the other ones, by the nun, tzadi, pei, and chaf, the difference is the bottom is horizontal or vertical? Is kafuf or pashut? Okay, in other words, in the regular one, they're all kafuf. So the bottom of the chaf is horizontal, bottom of the pei is horizontal, the bottom of the sadi is horizontal, the bottom of the chaf is horizontal. So that's as a kufim. But now, if you want to convert one of those into the sophis, you just straighten the bottom, make it vertical. So that's what it's saying. Kfufim. So basically, there are two references to the Sophios. Okay? So either way, it's fine. Bottom line is, so this Bryce is saying is that if you mix up the Sophis and the Ragil, it's possible. So you have a problem, contradiction, right? Okay, good. So the Gemara says, so what's the sort of Papa? So Chris is very nice. He wants to explain a Mishnah this way, but he's against an open Bryce. So it says, apparently the Gemara holds, you can't, it's not 100% deduction, right, of Chris. And it's true, he has a Kasha, and he's giving this answer, but maybe not, maybe there's a different answer. So it says, so who the Amar ki hai Tana? So Moshe Rav Chisda holding this other Tanya, this other Braisa, okay? And you'll see, it's very funny. This is a funny one. The Tanya. Rav Yudah ben Maaseh Omer, this is famous. So Rashi on the Torah, I think. Nemar b'sheni v'niskehem, b'shishi unsacheha, b'shavi'i kemishpatam. Okay, so these are like extra letters here. Okay, so Hare Mem Yud Mem, which are extra. Mikan Hamayim. Mikan Remez L'Nisa Hamayim in the Torah. Okay, so it's a Remez to Nisa Hamayim from the Torah because it has an extra Viniske Hem Mem Unsecheha Hey, oh, I'm sorry, Yud Mishpatam. That's supposed to be Mishpat, is extra Mem. So Mem Yud Mem spells Mayim. So it's a Remez to Nisa Hamayim from the Torah. It's nice, cute. Right? So what? What does that show? So what Rashi says, so Mikhar Mikolomar Mem Diviniske Ham, right? Darishle Bibsucha. Mayim starts with a Mem Ragyal, not a Mem Sofis. And where are you getting it from? From Niske Ham, which is Mem Sofis. So Shmamino Bibsuch was so awesome kosher. You see, apparently, even though it's supposed to say Mayim with a regular Mem, and he wrote it, it's written as a Mem Sofis, apparently it's a good representation of it. When the Pesuch is so awesome, kosher who would not be so awesome as the Pesuch, he's going to shame Hashem on. The kosher is coming, welcome shame. So it's just like, and that's what Gemara says, is that when the Pesuch is so awesome, kosher, so awesome Nami, so awesome as the Pesuch, kosher. So both ways. So what's the problem? The problem is this is like a Remez. I mean, how do you prove this thing from a Remez? What?
You think you
can
be loose with
a Remez? You're right. You think a Remez is loose. I mean, it's a Mem Sofis, whatever, a Mem's a Mem. I mean, in terms of a Remez, even if it were the case that it's not kosher, it's not like you're writing a Sefer Torah and trying to kasher it or apostle it, it's Drush. I'm rather than Drush here. You're rather than Drush, so you can tell me that if Mem, according to that Brisa, for instance, which holds the previous Brisa, Chsav Tam, that if you write it, if you mix them up, it's apostle. So you can tell me he would never be able to make this Limud? Is the limud can't be because it's Josh because mem and mem are not interchangeable in Sefer Torah, and it just sounds like, come on, you know, right? Certainly in Gematria these would be worth the same value. You can interchange them. And so Gemara says, maybe we'll hold on a second. You just showed me that if this is a little tricky, but I think because the Torah wants to be writing mayim with a mem, little mem, and it wrote it with a mem sofis. So if you could write a little regular mem as a mem sofis, it's kosher. So it's the same thing the other way. If you want to write shame, mem sofis, and you write little mem, mem regular, it's kosher. So maybe not. Mi dami. Pasuch vaso sasam ilui kumalile. You're making it better. Okay, but the other way, you're making it worse. Why are you making it better? The amar of chista mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayomdem. So it means in the luchos, it says, is that, because the luchos, Rashi explains, well, basically, I just said they'd go through both sides. You'd be able to see the luchos, the letters on either side of the luchos. Mm-hmm. One of them would be reversed, mirror image, whatever. So how does that happen? Because he actually carved holes, Hashem carved holes through the luchos. So when you had an aleph, there's actually a hole in the stone, like an aleph. Problem is that you know, a mem and a samach, you're not going to be able to have a mem or a samach, because they have to have like space in the middle, solid in the middle, otherwise it's just going to look like a big circle. It's not going to look like a mem or a samach. Right, so it says this, it was a nace, that there was like a block in the middle which stood suspended. Okay? It was a nace. So you see, apparently, what mem did they have in the luchos? Apparently it's mem sofis. That is mem sofis. Right? So that's what he says, so you say mem stuma beluchos. Av mem sucha lo yeh beluchos. Kedem mefarish manzbach tzofin amram. Okay, because what it means is the Nevi'im introduced the regular mem. The regular mem, all these ragels. The real thing which they had in the Luchos were the Sophios. And the later ones were introduced by the Nevi'im. So therefore, if you switch from a regular to a Pesuah, to a Sasam, yeah, good. You're switching to the real deal. But if you switch from a regular Sasam, a Sophios, to a Ragil, that's not good, because those are only the level of Nevi'im. So therefore, how do you deduce? Just because this Brisa Mayim allows you to go switch to switch to a Sophis, doesn't mean you can switch the other way. Doesn't mean you switch the other way. Ha'sosim ha'sofzuch, guru kam egerle. Tamar avyir mi'avitim r'chli rabba, manzbach tzofim amram. They said the tzofim, or tzofim are like the seers, which means the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im said them. I don't approve all of them are like that, but at least I guess, once you say, I don't know. Once you say one of them, then presumably they're all the same as a unit. Right, I guess you're right. Manspach Amr, Tzof Amr means that one of the forms was set up by the Nevi'im. You don't know which one. So I guess the saying is that if you see that by the Mem Sophis, it was the Sophios, which are from Sinai, so then presumably the other ones are from the Nevi'im. Because the Braisa makes it like a unit, or Revirmia, this idea of Sophim, you know?
Right.
Okay. So now you have Akasha. So how do you know in our Mishnah that you can switch from a Mem Sophis to a Mem Ragil? Maybe not. So the Gemara asks, hold on one second, is this logical? He says, a Nevi'im came, in a Torah, you're telling me there's only Masophios. And then a Navi came along and said, you know what, we're going to make up new letters? You know, that's impossible. El Mitzvah is fixed at Sinai. A Nevi'im can't just change the Torah. There's no such thing like that. So it says, Ela me Hashem have Mida. I'm sorry, me Hashem have really... The fact that Sophios and the other ones are from Hashem. The fact that there are two forms. We just didn't know which one goes in the beginning of the word, which one goes then. And the Navi came and told us which one's which. But really, they're both from Sinai. Yeah, they're both from Sinai. Just don't know which one's which. In which case, you'd be able presumably to switch both ways. Still, so what you tell me, the Nevi'im are telling us what the Torah means, that the Torah didn't ever told us? And still, the Torah should tell us. So you don't have a Navi that comes and tells you the halacha. The Torah should tell us the halacha. What do you mean we don't know? Why didn't Hashem tell us? So it says, Ela shacha mechaz v'yastam. So rather, it must be that Hashem told us which is which, then we forgot them later, somehow, and then we remember them. And then the Nevi'im brought them back. Okay, so the punchline though is, that there's no question. Because it turns out, I mean, they're really both forms of Mesinai. And it's true, the form is one is the beginning, one in the middle. But, one in the end, one in the middle. But, if you switch them, it's still good. It's still okay. So it turns out you have machlokas here, whether or not you could switch from the Sophios to the regular. Is it still kosher or is it possible? Right, that's what it turns out, punchline. Okay, and they're both the same way. So you have two shittos, and that's a machlokas. And then you have a third shitta, which is only Avamina, but a third shitta that you would have been able to switch one way and not the other way. Okay, which is if it were the case that one was Manator and then the Nevi'im came along, which presumably must have had some sense to it, even though the Gemara rejects it. So it must have been you'd be able to switch one way, not the other way. So the question is, what's the sort for that possibility, you know? And then also, after that, I guess the question is, what about these Nevi'im? Like, what are these steps? And it just asked the question, and then it just fell into the same trap again. I mean, as you explain, like, what's going on there, you know? What are the steps in the Gemara there?